I oh, is it two? Chris, this microphone is off if you're talking. There you
Hey,
are.
everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm
Are
tired, but good.
you in Spain then? Is that where?
Yep, I just got back in for the night with my kiddos. We're in Barcelona.
Oh,
Wow,
nice.
isn't that crazy when you hear you're just like you're right next to me?
What time is it there?
10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Well, we hopefully won't keep you very long, right?
Well, we can
No.
go
No, you
on.
guys are my favorite people to hang out with, so I'm all good.
Thanks for attending.
Yeah,
I
thanks.
just want to know why we didn't get the invite to go to Barcelona.
I sent it to you. It must have got lost in the email. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, we will call the meeting of the Board of Directors of Bogas Water Improvement District to order. Today is the 24th of November. Discussion and motion on item number two is to set public hearing date for adopting the agenda. Chris, your name is on that or that. One of you wants it.
I can take
No,
it.
yeah, no issues, just the regular date.
Yeah, we just got to sign it. It'll be on the 15th of December. We're going to push it to, or it says 6:30 p.m., right? Is that what we have to
Yeah,
do?
exactly.
Yep. Then I don't know if you guys want to get into the budget right there. We don't have another line item, but have you guys had a chance to review the budget numbers and the tentative budget and that?
Oh, that's down here.
Oh,
That is down here. This one is the
it's
one
just
to
a
set the adoption of it, which is the next agenda item.
yeah. But we need a vote on
Yes.
number two.
Date. So I'll move that we set the public hearing date to adopt the agenda for 6:30 on Monday, December 15th.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Item number three is discussion and motion of the tentative budget for 2026. Matt, you taking this one?
Yes, sir. Have you all had a chance to review it? Is there any questions I need to go over first? Do you want me to hit the big items? How do you guys want to proceed?
We do what feels best.
Hit the big items.
So we have obviously a lot of it's going to be the jobs that we haven't yet completed, our projects. So we'll have 11 million still in projects. The remainder of the tank. 1700 South. I don't know if that's going to get even started. It's tentatively start. We're going to start the 15th of this of December, but I was there today, and I don't know that we're going to make it.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah.
You're not going to make why you sound.
Yeah. So that'll probably go hold over. Then we got Harrisville Road Phase 3, and they're crossing the railroad tracks from the cabin basically to 1200 West. And then I wanted to replace. I don't know, what is there? Three is it 3,000 foot of 16 inch on Highway 89? We've had 10 leaks in the last 2 years. I'd like to start phasing that, a couple thousand feet a year. Because we're just, it's a, I mean, the last one that we had fixed for us was $13,000. And we've done five this year, and it's costly, it's dangerous. And it's just not, it's ductile pipe in that clay ground. It just doesn't hold up. We lose a ton of water.
So why do you have three phases?
I'll have to, the cost of it, I'll have to, it's going to be millions. So we need to go from like the golf course on Highway 89 to like the pit where we're putting the new tank. So just so it doesn't hit us hard, I just like to do a couple thousand feet it.
You'll bet on golf course.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
So that'll be your impact fees and land and improvement. That's going to be the biggest cost of it all.
What's the projected life on the using BBC that is?
It's ductile iron pipe, and the projected life on it in that ground is about 18 years. So it's been in there since that, but plastic will last forever.
Really?
Well, I think you'll see it come out that it's going to give you, what's the new deal? It's Neurotoxins, or what is it? Plastic, something that goes in your brain. So,
EBC.
microplastics.
The PFAS
Yeah, but plastic, I mean, it should, the long lifespan of that, it's, I mean, we've got some class pipe in that's been in there 60 years.
whatever. Proper installation that should last a lot longer.
But they're saying with this plastic pipe abutment that it's putting microplastics in it.
Yeah, in your brain. I guess it collects in your brain.
So just make sure you do.
Well, be good.
You have to detox, eat your vegetables. I don't know, sweat a lot.
All of that. All of that.
Maybe go over something, but
Yeah, I guess it's collecting there. There's something there.
anything else, Matt?
No, that's about it. That's
Questions on the budget?
Fairly straightforward. So
well, can we entertain a motion on item number three?
Make a motion to approve the resolution 05-2025 26 changing budget.
I'll second.
A motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number four. Hello, John. How are you?
Good. Hi, guys.
Item number four, discussion and motion on resolution 06-2025, certified tax rate for the two counties. Chris, your name's on that one.
This is just what that they're going to be coming into it, so you can.
So this is just the tax rate that the Box Elder County and Weber County give that sets we use for our budget. And since we're not doing a tax increase, they automatically just send that number over to us and we just fill it in. It's a standard resolution we do every year.
All right, for a minute, I thought you'd fall asleep. Any other questions on the certified tax rate?
I'll make a motion to accept certified tax rates from Box Elder County and Weber County.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number five is discussion on motion on resolution 07-2025 to appoint the district clerk as the district chief administrative officer for data privacy. Chris.
So this is a requirement from the legislature. It's applicable to all political subdivisions, counties, cities, special districts. It requires us to track and give certain disclosures whenever we take in personal data. It's going to take, well, most counties and cities, it's going to take years to do. It won't take us nearly that long. But one of the requirements that we need to do is appoint an administrative officer to oversee this program. And we thought that the district clerk, Shauna, would be a good person to appoint into this position. I would be working with her over the next couple of months to identify what types of personal information we do take in with our applications and other things like that, and then determine what we have to do going forward. It's going to take, probably at least a year for us to implement this. There's certain training that all board members have to take. We've scratched that for today, but in the near future, we'll be implementing that training. So yeah, this is just to start the first step.
Yeah, questions? You are ready for a vote.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 07-2025 to appoint the district clerk as the ch district's chief administrative officer for data privacy.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. So data privacy training, Chris, are we going to do that?
No, we'll scratch
Let's
that.
scratch that.
Yeah, lucky you. It'd be kind of hard to do it from here. We'll catch it in another month.
Like January?
Yeah,
Do
we're gonna do
I
it in January, and it's just a 7-minute video, but we'll put it on the January agenda.
Item number seven is a review of the financials report.
So the CPAs want this. put this in the packet. I'm not the best with this. I'm assuming if there was anything wrong, they would have alarmed us, but just so you know where we're at.
It's just up through June 30th. They're working on quarter three right now.
So this is up to the second quarter?
Yes.
So we spent 3.7 on that tank up through June.
Yeah. That's probably close.
Yeah.
What's it going to be when it's done?
It should hit that 4.1 or 4.0, just under 4.3, I think.
Okay. They got the lid on that?
Happened.
Yeah. All right. Questions? Concerns? Apparently, we don't need a motion. We just convened.
Yes.
Okay. Item number 8 is to approve the minutes from the meeting of October. Everybody have a chance to look at the minutes?
I move we approve the October 25th, October 27th meeting minutes.
We have a motion.
Option.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving,
aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Sounded like a motion carried to me. Okay. Item number 9 is a check register for October. Questions?
Manual are the ones that I put in that have an M to see if it's, yeah.
Okay. You'll see me, myself on that. I didn't write myself a check. I just had to pay for, I just used my own card on training for the airport.
The airport?
We have to have TSA badges that we have tanks out there, so we have to take a test every 2 years. I have my card.
You had a test before.
You have to re up every 2 years.
Did you miss the deadline?
Yes. I made the deadline, but we crunched in. I just ran up there and got it done. Alex and I had 2 tests, so there's $6 a week. So. That's what that is.
So mine was, if you went out there and activated your card once,
yeah,
you have to do this, is that right?
Yeah, well, mine lapsed in March when it was supposed to.
Oh.
So then you have to retest.
Okay.
But you have to retest every 2 years anyways.
Okay. Any questions, any more questions on the check register? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 10, the update on the hot springs tank.
The walls are all done. The floor's done. Walls are done. Half the lid's done. We've got a bunch of scaffolding set up and I-beams across the supporting that half. It has to stay there with support under it for 21 days. Our 21 day will be like December the 3rd. So at that time, we can move it to the other side and pour the rest of this remaining. So.
I didn't think this would ever take. No, just
I didn't either. I stopped looking at it today and I think I said the exact same thing to Kenny. And this is, I think, the conception, the startup has been 5 years in the making. So it's getting done though. Pump house, those get guys in there that are at the pump house. Locked in that before the end of the year and tried in.
So that was going to be taller.
So what, well,
how many out?
3 million.
3 million.
It's 30 foot tall, but it's in the ground.
So. Okay. That it, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Item number 11 is the water report. There's the back of your tablet.
So you'll see we're 84% at Weaver Basin and 77% at Ogden City. All the wells are off now. We stopped the wells, the last well on the 31st of that of October. So you'll see that. Hopefully I'm gonna try to get this to expand as much as we can. Hopefully for that. I mean, we look good so far. So I'd like to see Ogden City come up. We have turned that up. So I think We should hit that 90th percentile.
What do we normally run year end? 90 whatever?
98, yeah, 95, 98, 99 right there. We had to run the well. That's what. So the last year we ran the well just to run it in because it was new. This year we had to shut down all of the city because we got so much dirty water. So we shut it off for a month, 6 weeks. So that's a lot of it. But had we not have such movability or whatever with that well to be able to turn on when we can instead of how it was and not have the peak flows, it's been difficult to have. So.
Good. All right, questions? Item number 12, the staff and board comments. The board comments, staff.
No, I appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
It was good working with all you mayors.
Yeah, what about that?
That is up with that.
Yeah, no, behold.
We are. Four. So just to give you a heads up with that, Ron, your chairman's a 2-year term. Usually it went to the most in seniority for
advice.
Would have been the far west.
Far west, but we're going to have to vote on that coming forward when we get them all in or however you want to do that.
Does that mean I got to be chair again?
Yeah, I think you got it. This is your one more year again.
Oh, good. Okay.
But it was good serving with all you guys. Appreciate all of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was our pleasure, please.
I hope.
You're not interrupting it.
Well, you got very
much. That's all it is.
Well, it was a pleasure. It was, I'm running a subway with a guy named Father Time. He's about ready to laugh at me.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good for 83, but if you add 4 to 83, I think you're somewhere around 87. I can't guarantee anything on any cause, so I just thought it was bad for the city and everything involved financially.
I got faith in it.
You know
what? I got faith in it.
Well, you better have faith in the doctors and the lawyers and such.
Yeah, I know, kidding. Well, it's been great. John?
Not much. I guess we still got one more visit on the 15th, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We'll have our form.
So it's back it's not see you later yet, but no, it's been a pleasure. The other day I was thinking back on the different mayors I've worked with closely, and I probably worked the closest with the four mayors in here the most, and I've sure appreciated that and bounced a lot of things off of all of them and had some great conversations. And the staff, it's a day and night difference from what we had, and I truly appreciate you guys watching out for us as residents and our well-being and doing your job so well. So thank you very much to everybody.
Thank you.
Same to you, John. Michelle?
You finally got it right after 8 years.
I did.
After our last meeting, we had talked about needing the water, and I went back to the city and I looked at that particular parcel that we had discussed behind Walmart.
Yes,
it's an acre. If that's
and that's what we need.
Yes, so it's there. Talk to Jenny; she's aware of it. She knows it would probably be beneficial for the city too if you could use that because it's in the city there.
Okay,
so
that is talking to the engineers. They are the most interested about that parcel.
Okay,
because it's so far away from any other well in the area that they want to try that one first.
Okay. So you can negotiate with in the future. But that has been discussed and they're aware of it.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. We won't run out of water. I'm not saying goodbye yet.
I just want to touch base with it because I don't know how high ticket would be on the 15th with the open if there's people here and stuff. So make sure to tell you things.
Chris, got anything else?
Just say happy Thanksgiving, my friends. You are absolutely the best board to work with. I hope it's a wonderful holiday for you and your family.
Hope you're nearly as good as yours, I can see.
Have fun.
Take care,
guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, and we do have one more meeting, but it has been very much a pleasure for me to get to know all you mayors and get to laugh at all this crap you have to deal with. I don't. So anyway, we will do this one more time. Go ahead, John.
Did we address Mayor Phippen's email?
That he was excused, that he would be
No,
out.
he had more.
Well, it was about
Come
that
on,
tax
about
that tax
what?
deal that
The
we
tax.
approved for that subdivision. It got denied by the school district and by a few other
Oh
entities.
yeah, that's a good. Yeah, being that one of keep that.
Probably need to have that on the agenda.
Right.
You know how he and what's his name?
Not Dan,
Doug Larson came here, and they asked us to be included in the TIF program for that upper 2700 North. They could not get everybody else on board, so they wanted to know if we wanted to dissolve it. But it's probably something that Chris has to take care of, and it should be on the agenda before you address that.
Yeah, I will get that on for
So,
15.
Chris, did you get that email?
I did. I'm going to have to review it though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we will discuss that next month.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. That was a great reminder.
I should know this by now. Sorry to interrupt off my turn, but next meeting where it goes to the public, do you guys come just a little bit early, or do we
No.
go into a meeting, close it, do the public thing, or how do we separate them?
So we'll start it at 6:30. We'll open the meeting, then we'll close the It'll be a closed door meeting like this, then we'll open it up. So we'll open the door, see if anybody's here, public comment, give them 5 minutes or whatever, and go into a closed meeting.
No, you should have it open to the, it's a,
Oh,
probably
yeah, you're right. It is.
it's
Like,
a
we
public
just have
hearing.
the whole thing. Yeah, and then we pull them in. Like, we'll pull them in.
You'll
Might be too.
have an agenda item that allows them to have public comment when it comes for that point. So there'll be a specific time, point in time for that.
Okay, I just don't want to mess up because of like all everything that happened with the taxes and stuff like that. Some of them didn't get it passed because they kept their meeting and their public meeting as one. They didn't close out the other. So I didn't know if any of that was pertinent to this situation. So I just wanted to clarify.
What
But
I'll do, I'll sit down with you once I get back.
notes.
We've got to go over the notice provisions.
Okay, thank
Sure.
you. That's appreciated.
It did not go through because you did not have notice it. Right. They had a checklist. You went down that checklist, did everything that they put it on the checklist. Yeah, they had to put everybody's. Okay, I just want to be sure. Hey, thank you.
That meeting is the 15th of December, 6:30 p.m. With that, item number 13 is motion to adjourn.
Oh my goodness.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor? Amen.
Aye.
Okay. See you next month.
Hey.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye,
Have a good
everyone.
night.
Brother, the son, soon.
Yes.
Yes, I need you to sign those. If you're okay with signing,
The one in here.
I can get, yeah, that would be fine. I'll say it was 10, but I guess I got them off for you.
We're looking at December 15th, that meeting at 6 o'clock, or it's just
Listen, out of.